All right, that's our little video right, there. Welcome, everybody. Video. Let me hold on. Everybody. Welcome, sure, welcome, I got an echo here.
Dude, there, that, I closed it. Intro just makes me freaking crack up every time.
Yeah? Yeah, if you're listening, you haven't seen the video silly, for that.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah, you need to go see the video of that if you haven't. So I skipped our normal intro music, but that's just as well. Hello, everybody. This is our new sticker.
Get them while they're hot.
Yeah, send me a note. Send me something. Send me an email. Send me a message. I'll send you stickers. Welcome to both mics.
Hey, this is a show about nothing and everything. That's Mike Sofka.
And that is Mike Taylor. And together, we are both mics.
Both mics. Welcome to show number 29.
Both mics
heard everywhere. Stuff is heard.
Nah,
get
great.
Your stickers. Get your stickers. We are on twitch.tv/bothmics. Check us out live every Friday night, as long as we feel like doing it. And, Friday night, usually 7 p.m. on the Eastern Daylight or Standard Time? No, Daylight Time. So welcome, folks. How's it going, Mr. Sofka? It's been a while.
Yes, it's going wonderful, and I do want to jump right into something here. I usually wait a bit, and I usually get us warmed up a bit.
Shoot the breeze a bit. Nothing exciting happening over on your... Oh, where'd you go? Uh-oh.
Why's looking alien? Where? Ah!
Warning. Alien approaching. Warning. Biophysical experiments extremely dangerous for people.
That's a pretty good robot. He's a little bit of an alien, too. But I think he's mostly... He's an alien robot. You could be an alien robot, right? Like, not all robots are domestic.
I computed the aliens. They are capable of sinister and dangerous acts.
You weird alien man!
Wrong one. Oh, you're pushing buttons. All right, we got the buttons right now.
So it must be something important if we're going right into the alien update. What's happening?
Absolutely. It's very important. Alien update, of course, we're talking about Bezos. We're talking about Jeff Bezos. We're talking about Elon Musk. We're talking about Bill Gates. We're talking about Mark Zuckerberg. We're talking about all the aliens. These guys are obviously aliens.
Buy the Both Mic sticker.
Yes.
Message us today for a Both Mic sticker.
Yes. There's some stickers for you here. Reach through your computer and grab them. There you go. How about that? Great. Now there's stickers all over the office. Have to get the
Lisa?
Intern. You have to get the intern to clean that shit up. I'm not cleaning it up. Here's some more stickers. Anyway, hey, Prime Day. Prime Day is coming up. Amazon Prime Day. We talked about this before. They settled on a date finally right after Father's Day, the 21st and the 22nd. So Prime Day is Prime Days, of course. I don't know. You use Prime? You get your stuff delivered with Prime?
Well, we have Amazon Prime, and we just do it for the free shipping. We get it. Like, it's one of our go-to things, you know, instead of running out someplace else to go shopping. We usually look there first. And, you know, if it's something we need right away, well, guess what? You know, there's big box stores blocks away we can go to. But if it's something I can wait, something that's a better price, we'll get it through Amazon. Yeah, free delivery. They bring it. The dirty blue truck pulls up in front of the house. They drop it off. My doorbell goes crazy, and all the freaking cameras in the entire neighborhood go off. The dog loses his shit, and we get our stuff.
I guess if you're not a Prime member... This is where you get your free shipping. If you're a Prime member, you get free shipping. But if you're not a Prime member, this is when you get the free shipping. And supposedly they have big discounts on some of the products, like that Amazon Echo, the thing we told you in show 28 to make sure you opt out of the sidewalk. Those are 40% off. So I don't know if that's good or bad. What else?
Nope.
I got a TV. They got some robot vacuums, some headphones, kitchen appliances.
Got it.
According to Forbes.com, the markdowns are generally so big that you'll not likely see discounts this deep again until Black Friday or Cyber Monday.
Whatever, you know.
Hurry up and buy. Hurry up. Buy.
Well, it's 40% off MSRP, and no one freaking charges MSRP nowadays, you know. We have three of those Echo Dots throughout the house, and the three-year-old is getting to the point where he knows how to work it. And he puts all his words together. Like, he'll be like, you know, Alexa, play blah, 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 blah. And he'll say it so fast that it won't register. Or it'll hear Alexa and not hear the rest. So he's getting to that point. You know, when he starts being able to have better diction, I'm sure we'll be hearing all kinds of crap coming through that damn thing.
Nice. Or all sorts of crap will just start showing up at the house.
Right, yeah. Oh, God, don't even. Alexa, I need 10 pounds of gummy bears. Ding dong. Yeah.
No, I think that's... I think they should have disclaimers when you walk into a building, a home, or anything. Kind of like you do... Kind of like they did with microwaves and pacemakers for a while. You microwave right. oven in use, you know. It's the same thing with Amazon Echo, because I feel that I didn't know you had a listening device pierced on my every word when I was in your house. I didn't think you were bugged. You know, I think that's where I draw the line. I don't think I should be in someone's house without them telling me if they have one of those things on. Not that I'm going to say anything or do anything that I would be afraid of, but...
Even though you probably will.
Well, yeah, okay, let's cut to the chase. Yes, I'm gonna... That's why I'm worried. Spade a spade.
Wait, can we say that anymore? Can we call a spade a spade? My dad used to do it all the time. We call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Sorry, right? Dad, we can't say that no more.
No, you can't say nothing anymore. You can't do anything.
Can't say nothing. So that means we could say anything?
Yes, exactly. The double negative.
Right.
Speaking of the alien update, I told you in episode 28 that I was going to come back with this stuff from Facebook here. Facebook is going to make it so they can monitor your health. The writer of this article on Gizmodo.com said, I would rather die than let Facebook monitor my heart rate. Facebook reportedly plans to launch a smartwatch in 2022, and between the competition and concerns about how Facebook handles data, this one might be dead on arrival. So I guess you know how you have the Fitbit and all that. I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah. Well, probably a dozen episodes back, I talked about the company I used to work for. It's a company called Accenture. And they're a third-party participant. They're outsourcers. You have a company. This company will come in and say, hey, you have this particular task that you do. We can do it better, faster, more efficient, better quality, and cheaper than you can. Hire us. And they are the only place you'll see their billboards are in airports because of the business people that travel through airports. But they do it for everybody. And Facebook is one of their clients. And 2 years ago, for about 8 months, I participated in a trial health screening. And they gave us little tchotchkes and reward points and different things like that. And that's where I got that virtual reality goggle set that I told you about. But this particular watch was a smartwatch that we were wearing. And it was the first one to be able to determine oxygen levels in your blood and your blood pressure. First one of its kind made. I Googled it, couldn't find it anywhere. I found some blurbs here and there. It was a $1,500 watch they gave me. It's in my closet. I'm wondering, since the company I used to work for is involved with Facebook, I wonder if this is the same thing.
Maybe. Wonder what that'll go for on eBay.
I don't know. But it charged like crap. And it wouldn't recharge as good as it should, and you had to like fish with it on the headset, not the headset, but the cradle that it went on to get it to charge back up. Their leads on the back were like copper, and my sweat would make the freaking copper like turn like green, like bronze does, and yeah, or I would have sold it. Other information I was able to find out that it was actually from Jerusalem. Like Israel, it was an Israeli watch, which was even more scary. That, yeah, the company that made the watch was from Israel.
So it was the same thing as the watch now, except they put it around your arm. Like a Star David, like a big swatch.
Yeah, now we're not going to go there, bud.
Well, Facebook, of course, have been tinkering with AR glasses with Ray-Ban. They've been Facebook Reality Labs have hinted at soft wristbands and haptic gloves and wrist-mounted wearables as key elements to interacting with AR interfaces. These things, including this watch, this smartwatch, are going to handle your heart rate and tie-ins to Facebook social media platform. So I guess you're gonna be all of a sudden having a heart attack and your status is gonna change on Facebook instead of happy having heart attack.
Here's the thing: it was kind of played to us as a stress management deal. You know, they want to know how you deal with stress during work and at home and whatnot. You're supposed to wear this watch 24 hours a day. Now, here's something else that makes me think it's connected to Facebook. They gave us an Oculus, the goggles. Oculus is a Facebook thing. So they got these free Oculus goggles from Facebook.
Free, Facebook in quotes.
Was doing, well, yeah, you know, it's all wholesale to them. You know, they pay $1.50 for it, sell it for
$100. But you gave up your rights. You had to sign something, I'm sure. They gave up your rights.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not free.
Yeah, no. But, and no big deal, you know. What are they going to do with my information? Here's the thing, though, that made me wonder, right? You have this thing on, and, like, you would get, like, text messages in the middle of, you know, middle of the day or certain times of the day. You know, what are you doing right now? Because somebody's monitoring, and, like, your stress level will go from A to Z, you know, from 1 to 10, and they want to know what you're doing right now that made that increase.
I would say, aren't you listening? Aren't you seeing me? Thought you listened.
It would give you like certain choices, and it would give you like an other, and you could fill it in, and because they want to know what that specific activity on their watch represents. Now, here's the thing: if you're wearing it 24 hours a day, and you're a married man or a single guy, and you take the company of another person, and
Well, so you went for a midnight run last night, honey, before you got home?
it was quarter after 10, and all of a sudden your heart rate went to 150. What was up with that? Yeah. So, believe me, that crossed my mind.
Well,
Well,
that brings me to the next thing here. They're coming out with these wearables, and you heard me talk about haptic gloves. I believe that's what that's a picture of on the thing here. They're talking about making these things clothes. You're going to be able to buy clothes like smart gloves that have Wi-Fi built in, and they are going to monitor your health. These smart clothes, this is according to fizz.org. These smart clothes are powered wirelessly through a flexible silk-based coil sewn on the textile. In the future, all your clothes will be smart. These smart clothes will outperform conventional passive garments thanks to their miniaturized electronic circuits and sensors, which will allow you to seamlessly communicate with your car, your computer, your other machines, your phone. The smart clothing will not only make you more productive, but also check your health status and even call for help if you suffer an accident.
All right, two questions. Now, in the picture on twitch.tv/bothmikes, is that the masturbation glove right there?
That's what I would think.
high-tech masturbation. And two, Are homeless people going to be wearing high-tech clothing too, or just the people in the status quo?
It does look that way with the tip of the finger off there. It does look nice.
Yeah. Kind of bizarre. Those are my only two questions.
Smart clothing, though. Can you imagine? So let me guess. Do you start like as a little kid? Do they bring you up slowly into it? Like, is it Garanimals? And it's like, you've put on elephant pants, but a giraffe top. Do you remember that, the Garanimals thing?
Yeah. Well, they're still out there. My boys wear them.
Yeah. Well, is that what it's going to be? Is that going to how they're going to teach you smart clothes? They're going to tell you, hey, these things go together. These things don't. Your clothes are going to tell you if you're matching.
Well, and another thing, like, are little boys' clothes and little girls' clothes going to be like 1G?
Hey now, you can't say that. Everybody's gender fluid now. You're not allowed to assess a gender to your child. They need to grow up to age of 4 or 5 and decide what sex they want to be.
Well, no. Yeah. So, like, when they're young and little in preschool, is it like 1G?
Or yes.
Like, and like adults will be 5G?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then I guess the homeless people could be OG. You know?
Nice. Nice. This goes on to say, by spray coating smart clothes with highly hydrophobic molecules, we are able to render them repellent to water, oil, and mud. These smart clothes are almost impossible to stain and can be used underwater and washed in conventional washing machines without damaging the electronic components sewed under surface.
Yeah, no. I doubt. I'm sure they'll be going to need to be replaced a lot more than this T-shirt that I bought in 2014. Right?
Yeah, I like it. So, jersey.
I don't know. Like a Newark airport. Imagine that. Oh, geez. Excuse me. What was I going to say? I was going to say something relative and funny.
No.
Yeah, I don't. Thoughts gone.
Next. Must not have been that funny. That's what it is. Hey, everybody's getting hacked, right?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, we had the pipeline get hacked. Last show we talked about McDonald's being hacked.
Yep.
Hackers steal 26 million logins for Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and other tech giants after targeting PCs and making off with payment information from 3 million devices in the last major security breach.
Yeah. I don't, like, do you store, like, credit card numbers in, like, those little wallets on your phone and stuff?
Nope.
I don't. Like sometimes it's like, do you want to save this? And I'll always click no, but like somewhere along the line, I clicked yes on like 2 times. And like when I go to fill in a credit card number, it'll give me those 2 options. Thank God those 2 credit cards are now expired.
Right.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I never, you know, there's certain things, you know, I my passwords might be, you know, my favorite something and then 1, 2, 3, 4. But, you know, I'm not going to put my credit card information in there.
Well, this is according to the Daily Mail. The malware hack exposed by cybersecurity provider NordLocker. Go figure. Someone who can sell you a product that will benefit you so this doesn't happen to you. They've discovered this problem, and now they want you to know that they're in business here to help you should you want help. But if you don't want help, that's okay. The hackers will get you.
Right. Yeah. Well, most of those stories are like that. You know, you read a headline like, oh, this looks interesting, and you click on it, and you look way at the top, and it says advertisement.
It was uncovered after researchers discovered a 1.2 terabyte database filled with stolen personal information. Listen to the other firms that were targeted. They include eBay, Instagram, Netflix, PayPal, Roblox, Steam. You know what Steam is? That's like a kid's gaming thing here. Twitch and Twitter. It saw victims' computers infected by opening emails or downloading bootleg software and enabled the malware to take screenshots of their browsing activity, including their private login details.
Wow. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of weird emails lately. I got like 4 emails this past week that Dish TV is going to come out and install my TV. Yeah, no.
This article here ends by saying the stolen data includes 26 million sets of login credentials for common online services, including Amazon and Apple. These are computer tech giants, and they're vulnerable to this. One of two things is happening. This is really happening, and we should all be scared shitless, or this is all false flag bullshit and putting this information out there because something else is going to happen. It's all fake. Rule 1, right?
Yeah. Or, you know, and they want to make it sound as bad as they possibly can so that they could sell you a service. Yeah. I had a... You ever hear of Keylogger software?
No.
It's been around for a while.
Does that trace the keys you press?
Yes, yes. But it has to be on the device that you're actually working on. I dated a girl. Imagine that. And this is before Facebook. I think I had a MySpace account, but it was before Facebook or before I got onto Facebook. And I was dating this girl, digging this girl, not even consider looking anywhere else. I was with her. Things were cool. And you actually met her once. But she had a laptop, and she had this Keylogger software. She was working for a guy who she was a marketing person for this guy, and he was selling a software, but she had Keylogger software on her computer. And I didn't care. You know, what did I have to hide? But the thing is, this Keylogger software does the keystrokes for your passwords. So, of course, my password was my old dog's name and my old zip code. You know, it was Fido 07073. And she had this, I didn't even know it. Didn't care either. You know, nothing was going on. She was not trusting at all, but I didn't give a crap. So then all of a sudden, of course, things start going sour, and I can sense in her that she's about ready to give me the boot. So a Tuesday comes along, and I pack everything. I drive her to work because she didn't have a car because of her three DUIs. And I go back to our apartment, and I pack everything I own back into my car and leave and put on my MyFace status, beating her to the punch, because I felt, you know, you could just, I could tell the distance. You know, we had a couple breakups here and there, and the feeling I was getting was the feeling when she was feeling insecure and ready to break up. So I said, not a problem. I'll beat her to the punch. So when I got that feeling, next day, packed up, left. Beat her to the punch. All of a sudden, the phone starts ringing. The messages start coming, all nine yards. Everything is going crazy, and I'm like ignoring it. No problem. So then I'm on MySpace, and I'm like, well, this is kind of weird. Why am I getting all these friend requests from gay guys? Why am I belonging to this group and this group and this group? Well, nice. I guess she got into everything. She got into my Yahoo email account. She got into my space. She got into anything she possibly could and just started wreaking havoc. So be careful of Keylogger software, because it actually logs the keystrokes of your password. So I had to change every password. And granted, 2007, it was like, it was
good.
Not good. Not good. You know, so beware. Be forewarned. Don't date chicks.
That's the takeaway from that story. I like it.
Yeah. Some things are better left unsaid.
All right, I want you to put on your thinking cap for a minute here, all right? Because
this might hurt.
This is a common sense one here, okay?
All right.
I'm gonna put the picture up here.
Iceberg.
Yeah, it's a melting glacier. Was already the biggest source of sea level rise, according to Washington. Stop. Just stop right there. Let me ask you a question. If you're listening to this podcast, stop what you're doing. Go to your kitchen. Fill up a glass or a cup with ice. Fill it all the way up with ice, okay? Then fill the rest of it with water, okay? Fill it to where you're comfortable at the top. Ice and water in your cup. When all that ice melts, you're going to have an overflow, right? No. It's called displacement. So stop with the friggin' rising sea levels because of climate change and global. It doesn't happen. Most of the glacier is underneath the water. You can't even see it. It's like looking at an ice cube floating in your drink. And even 90%. If it does melt, I got news for you. It's not going to flood everything. It's displacement. Your stupid headlines cannot overtake common sense. But most people, because Mikeism number two, people are stupid. They go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, my God. New Orleans is going to be underwater. Florida is going to be underwater. The only time that happens is with a storm surge, when the water physically moves. The icebergs. We could go up there with blowtorches and melt every goddamn iceberg. We're not going to flood out. It ain't going to happen. It's displacement.
90% of the iceberg is underwater. 10% is above the water. Now, you would, in order for the oceans to rise 10%, all the icebergs would have to melt, and the entire area of water would need to be an iceberg for that 10% to go into the ocean and raise the 10%. God, that made no sense, but it made sense.
Well, I mean, if you're in an area that's prone to flooding, like the Midwest has flood zones, I know, like in the Omaha area, it's devastating and stuff. I'm not talking about that type of stuff. We're talking about regular sea levels. Yeah. And
there's not enough iceberg above sea level to make that much of a difference in the entire ocean water system on the planet.
But the way they package this stuff and try to sell it is like, oh my gosh, think of it. And they put it right in the headline. They're not afraid to go against science right in the headline. The biggest source of sea level. Stop. It's not the biggest source of sea level rise. You know what the biggest source of sea level rise is? Is when you put your fat ass in the ocean. That's what happens. The rest of the sea level. It's like when the kid getting in the bathtub. You see the water goes higher and you're, oh, wow, that's displacement. That's what I'm talking about here, folks. Right. Stop trying to scare everybody with sea level rise because of climate change.
Yeah,
and you had to go with climate change because global warming wasn't working anymore. And you know why global warming wasn't working? Because they were forecasting an ice age. So they had to rephrase it as climate change.
Right. Exactly.
Now, well, I'm not saying it's not getting hotter on the planet. I'm not disproving any of the factual information that's out there. But when you lead a story with a melting glacier is the highest source of sea level rise, I got a problem with that.
Well, and if it is the highest level of sea level rise, more than anything else, it's negligible to, you know, tell you that like half of Florida is going to be underwater. It's ridiculous. Well, here's a fact, maybe. All right, now you're talking about displacement. Now you got fish that are running around in the sea there, right? And things are going into water and whatnot and. Maybe all the fish poo.
There you go.
Fish turds.
There you go. I like it. Maybe that's heating it up. Maybe it's the methane from the fish's ass, not the cow's.
All the... And that's if the fish get their food from outside the water. If they get their food from inside the water, you're basically recycling, you know, outside, you know, garbage in, garbage out, I guess.
Well,
or maybe it's those Japanese dumping all their trash in the water.
If anything, that displacement argument... that sea level rise would be greater and the levels would sink because the same people are saying, oh, all the we're overfishing, there's no fish, we can't do this, we can't that. Take all the fish out of the ocean. The ocean's going to go down, it's not going to go up, according to your theory.
Correct. I'm right for it. You know, that's basic mathematics.
Well, but, maybe it's but it's like you mentioned, algebra. We're making up for it with all the trash we're throwing in the ocean there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say there's more trash going in the ocean than there is iceberg melting.
I would think that would be the biggest problem. I don't understand why somebody like Musk doesn't come up with a system, because they have that thing out there called Garbage Island, supposedly, in the Pacific, floating around.
Yeah, well, that's what high school science fairs are for. They're inventing the stuff to save the ocean, aren't they? Isn't it those people?
Yeah, they made it so you can't buy a six-pack of cans anymore with a little plastic thing anymore. You can't have that because birds get choked on it. And I get it. Both birds get choked on it.
And it works. And it works because I feel guilty taking that six-pack ring and just throwing it in the trash. I have to
cut it up,
rip it apart. Yeah.
It's
ingrained in me now to be a good person. Fuck that.
the hell were you thinking?
From age 1 to 16, I was fine throwing it in the trash. Now all of a sudden someone, you know, Coca-Cola comes along and tells me not to litter and gives me a guilt trip. And here I am in my 50s tearing up freaking six-pack rings. The one I get every 2 years. So be it.
So NASA is getting ready to send payloads to the dark side of the moon.
Is that where our trash is going now?
Yes. No comment yet from Pink Floyd about this, but they're sending payloads to the far side of the moon for the first time. China's already landed a mission to the dark side of the moon in 19. We've been to the dark side of the moon in 19, and there's unintelligible audio that is now top secret of some sort of potential maybe communication from the, I think it was the Apollo 11 or 12 when it went around the dark side of the moon. They say that's where the aliens hang out. That's where their base is, on the dark side, because the moon always faces us. Like, you'll never see the dark side.
Correct. Well, in photographs.
Well, it makes me wonder what's going on back there.
Right?
Is there an alien race there? Is there a complete race of flying around spaceships and spacecrafts and stuff that would blow our mind?
I doubt it, unless you brought a flashlight. Yeah.
I guess on the dark side of the moon, there's a area, like if you're at that certain area and the moon is between the astronauts and the Earth at a certain level on the dark side of the moon, they do lose actual communication, but they record all the audio that, and you could hear the astronauts discussing whether they're going to report this or not, because they don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to be one of those guys. They don't want to be wacko. They don't want to have a problem with their careers. So they just don't say anything. And then on their deathbed, like Buzz Aldrin, these guys, they, oh yeah, this is happening. These guys are 100 years old. And then all of a sudden now they're going to come out with it. So I want to see this. I want to see what's on the dark side of the moon.
Ozzy and Bark at the Moon is on the dark side of the moon.
Speaking of which, in an unrelated topic, but kind of related, you do know about that thing with the Wizard of Oz and the Dark Side of the Moon album?
Is it the Dark Side of the Moon album? I thought it was The Wall.
No, it's Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay, yeah, like at the second roar of the lion during the MGM intro for Wizard of Oz, you're supposed to put the needle on the record.
You cue it up and it plays through twice, yeah?
Yep.
It's pretty wild stuff there. So, again, no word from Roger Waters or anybody in Pink Floyd yet, but I want to see what's on the dark side of the moon. If I had $1 billion, I would probably give it to Bezos or Musk or one of these guys so I could just see the dark side of the moon for a few minutes.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't do that. If I had $1 billion, I'd just stay home.
Right.
Buy a $1 billion house. So I can watch it go down in value by half in 10 years. Then I owe $500 million. What are you doing?
Like, I'm weird. Like, I'm light blue and then dark blue.
Nice.
Kind of weird that I'm, like, opaque through there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the technical people we have on staff here.
The engineers.
At the Mike Sofka Broadcast Media Company. We spare no expense. We pay top dollar. We pay $15 an hour, damn it. This is what you get for $15 an hour.
Not bad. Do I get direct deposit or is it check in the mail?
Checks in the mail.
With the stickers.
Speaking of aliens on the dark side of the moon and circling Uranus or whatever, there's a set of telescopes, and we've talked about this for a while, but these telescopes have detected hundreds of mysterious radio bursts from faraway galaxies. This is according to NewYorkPost.com, so it must be true. Yeah.
Isn't everything a frequency and everything's a sound wave and a wave and a... So if there's nothing out there, then there can't be nothing out there. You know, you make a sound, it goes, it just disappears. Does it, you know?
More than 500 radio bursts, is according again to NewYorkPost.com, more than 500 radio bursts, or they call them FRBs, were observed by scientists using an antenna-powered telescope called CHIME, which is an acronym for Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, in a 12-month period between 2018 and 2019, the findings say. They say the FRBs are intense high-energy radio wave pulses that can only last a fraction of a millisecond and are thought to travel to Earth from hundreds of millions of light years away.
So this is what Canada's been doing? I've been wondering. They've been kind of quiet for a while.
Do I get these on AM, FM, or do I have to subscribe to XM to get these frequencies?
You order them on Amazon. They come to you free 2-day shipping.
Free 2-day shipping. Free 20 light year shipping.
Yeah. Well, what does it mean? You know, there's sound everywhere. You know, even when there's empty, vast emptiness, there's got to be some kind of sound. There's light going. If you see light going, there's got to be sound going.
If the tree falls in the woods, is nobody's there to hear it? Does it make a sound? So it's still going to make a sound.
Correct. Does the bear shit in the woods?
Does the Pope shit in the woods? No, wait.
Oh, my God. Some of my favorite Steve Martin. Does the Pope shit? Is it okay to scream?
Is a bear Catholic? The Pope shit in the woods is a bear Catholic? Oh, boy, man, this is not good.
Is it okay to scream fire in a crowded movie? No, is it okay to scream movie in a crowded firehouse?
Yes. Speaking of that, reminder, here's a bunch of stickers.
Yeah, just stickers.
Just at me. Just
message us.
Yeah, I'll send you stickers. How about that?
One or both or none of the both mics.
There you go. Stickers.
BothMics.com.
Just reach through your computer, reach through your phone, and grab them as I throw them at the camera.
Just one of us on Facebook, and we will get one to you. We will get five to you if you're kind and nice about it.
The studio audience is going nuts over here, scampering to pick all these.
Yes, I would imagine. Yeah. It's like Mardi Gras mics.
Yes.
Show us your stickers.
Look, I think there's something to it, but I think you're right. I think everything makes a sound, but what's making these sounds? What's causing them?
Well, any object. You know, dude, the fact that you could take your hands and put them together and make a sound, you know, that's amazing to me. Like, you really think about it, like, you can make a sound snapping your fingers.
Yeah, speaking of that, you turned your volume down somehow. I don't know how you did that.
Did I?
All right. Yeah.
Well, I was right on top of the mic with the snapping, so maybe it adjusted.
You were going to make me think we're going to be making one of those, what do they call them, ASMR, where they're touching the microphone and eating pickles in the microphones. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole craze. I think that's called ASMR. Let me look at it up real quick. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get that at Fair Villa?
It's autonomous sensory meridian response, ASMR. Sometimes auto sensory meridian response is the tingling sensation that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. A pleasant form of paresthesia, it's been compared to audio tactical synesthesia and may overlap with prison, whatever that is. It's a low-grade euphoria. So if you look up ASMR, like on YouTube, there's chicks that are making their living. I just pulled it up. I Googled it. There's one chick has 986,000 views. Another one has 410,000 views. Another one has 320,000. And these girls dress up and they eat pickles in front of the microphone and they touch the microphone with their fingernails and make these audible sounds that they're real close to the microphone, speaking real lowly. And supposedly this affects people a certain way. I'm surprised you didn't hear about it.
Let me try it. Let me try it. Fuck you.
Yes, that makes me...
Did that give you chills up your spine?
I immediately had a flashback when I heard about this years ago, and now I've been watching the growth of this. I immediately had a flashback to Howard Stern, where he did the blowing into the microphone. He had that girl sit on the woofer. You remember he had it in the movie, too?
Yeah, well, it was an actual thing back in, I think, late 70s. You know, had a girl sit on the speaker. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I just pulled it up real quick on YouTube, and they have ASMR sleep. This girl can put you to sleep in 15 minutes.
I bet. How much does that cost?
It's right. It's been 114,000 views in 1 week. And this is a picture of a girl holding two Q-tips.
We are working too hard.
Yeah. And the girl, her picture, she's wearing braces. So then there's another guy, ASMR for people who want to sleep in 20 minutes. Dude, do you have sleep issues?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, for some reason, when I know I'm ready to go to sleep, or even when I'm not ready to go to sleep, I hit the pillow, I get to my left side, I put my Darth Vader mask on, and I am out. You like it when your mask goes... I don't snore anymore, but my mask goes... It keeps the whole fucking house up.
Then because you're on the one with the water in it, so your throat doesn't get all dry, then, of course, it's got bubbles in there, and it starts making a gurgling sound.
The old machine I used to have had that, but the new one I have now doesn't. And a buddy of mine, I don't know if you're listening out there, Roy, what's up, he doesn't run any water in his at all. So, like, in the past 2 years, I haven't run water in mine at all.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I have one of those machines as well, and I don't think that I can use it without the water, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I use it without water, it's come to the point in my freaking life, okay, we need to have a segment of the show, Old Man Issues. I can't sleep without the freaking thing. Because if I sleep without it, I snore, and my entire back of my throat and my sinuses get swollen from the vibration.
That's me, too. And if I doze off or something, and I'm laying there, I can feel like it's hard to breathe all of a sudden out of one side or something. Or it's like everything's inflamed. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Oh. Yeah, I have no issue falling asleep. So I don't know. My wife does. I don't know what her deal is. She'll be up at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, the last night I woke up in the middle of the night, and she's fumbling for the remote because the TV's still freaking on at 3 in the morning. She has issues sleeping. Not me. Not me. I set the timer. Boom. I put Friends on. And within minutes, I'm out. And if I am not asleep within, like, 10 minutes... I get up and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't go to sleep. So then I usually get something to eat. I drink some orange juice because the sugar will make me crash. And then boom, I'm out.
Wow.
I have zero issues. Now here's what's messed up: in a car, in a train, on a plane, anywhere, on a couch, I can't sleep. I have to be in a bed to sleep properly.
That sounds like a Dr. Seuss book there or something. In a plane, in a train, in a car, in his house.
Yeah, with a mouse. Yes. Yeah, I remember.
I apologize for interrupting. I forgot. Dr. Seuss is canceled. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yep. When we were 10 years old, we took the auto train down here to Florida for vacation, and I didn't sleep the entire. I maybe slept an hour. Our car ride from San Antonio to St. Augustine, I think I slept an hour and a half tops.
Yeah.
There and the same back. I'm just not a car sleeper.
Yeah.
Being 6 foot three and crammed in a car, it doesn't help.
No, I hear you. I've made some long hauls, and, you know, I've even been in vehicles with other people, and they're like, "You want me to drive?" I'm like, "No, because I'm just going to sit there and not sleep because I'm worried about how you fucking drive." So I'm just.
Yeah.
I'd rather drive and be in charge.
That's usually how my wife is when I drive. So she stays awake, but yeah. It was, not fun. And then, of course, you get home, and it's like you have jet lag or a hangover. Trials and tribulations.
Life. So be
trials
it.
Trials and tribulations. Life. What else is happening, Michael? What's going on out there?
The reason why I want to see the dark side of the moon is I want to see these microorganisms. This is an example of a microorganism. There's something... there's something there's something different about this microorganism. I want you to tell me, just by looking at the picture, what's different about it?
Are you talking about like the tip on the lower left side for people on twitch.tv?
No, but I just was looking to get some sort of response. The curious thing about this little particle here, about this little animal, this microscopic rotifer, according to CNET.com, this animal was revived after being frozen for 24,000 years in a Siberian permafrost.
Wow.
So that's like a Jurassic Rip Van Winkle Park. Thing.
I'm thinking Jurassic Park. You know?
It's amazing to me. It's a freshwater critter, this little thing here. And it's a microscopic organism. And it says, according to CNET.com, our report is the hardest proof as of today that multicellular animals could withstand tens of thousands of years of cryptobiosis, the state of almost completely arrested metabolism.
Yeah. And we wonder how we got COVID frickin' 19.
Yeah, well, don't get me started. Jesus. You want to get us kicked off Twitch?
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's like when the pilgrims or that freaking murderer Christopher Columbus came over
he's canceled. You can't talk about him. He's canceled.
Yeah. When they came over and they had all these different diseases that weren't native to this country, and they killed off half the Indian population just on disease alone. You know, you go waking up something that's 24 million years old or 24,000 years old. Knows what it is?
You know, have no fear. If that happens today and it ruins part of your body, we'll just do this. You know what that is?
A vibrator?
If you're not looking at the video, it's a gelatinous thing somebody's holding up by a plastic utensil. And the gelatinous thing looks like a jello, like a clear gelatin with blue and pink splotches on the inside of it. That is a 3D printed liver. According to space.com, scientists 3D print a human liver tissue in a lab, and they win top prizes in the NASA challenge. Apparently, back in 2016, NASA put forth this competition to find teams that could, quote, create thick, vascularized human organ tissue in an in vitro environment to advance research and benefit medicine on long duration missions and on Earth. So, when you're on that spaceship and you're going
to high school science fair,
yeah, there you go.
Full circle.
These people that invented this, these people that were able to pull this off, want a shit ton of money.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's awesome.
So when you're on one of those spaceships, like in Star Trek or something, and you're on one of those for 20 light years or whatever, and you're dying and you need a new liver, well, just print one. Need a kidney? Print one.
Well, it's like the Jetsons.
You know what? We're going to be traveling for about 100 years, so just go ahead and freeze yourself here, and that shit's real, I guess, now, huh?
Yeah, it's like we said episodes back, you know, if you can dream it, you can do it. And I always thought that was BS, but, you know, basically everything that people put their mind to, they can get done. You know, we're making livers out of freaking gelatinous material on a 3D printer.
Speaking of getting stuff done, you know who that is?
I know who that is.
That's Wolfgang Van Halen, and that's his dad, when his dad was still alive, Eddie Van Halen, in the band there performing. Yep. I didn't know Wolfgang was that large of a person.
When he was younger, yeah. That's like in his like 16-year-old era. He was a little chunky.
Oh, so he doesn't look like that now.
No, he's slimmed out a little bit. He's a little bit... He's about Michael Anthony's size. He's got
Not that there's anything wrong with it. Trust me, I got my faults. I got my, you know, problems.
You and me both.
He looks like the guy that ate Eddie Van Halen there. He doesn't look like, you know,
He ate the groceries Eddie Van Halen bought. He was a big boy when he was 16. He's slimmed down a little bit. He's still got a big frame, I guess you could say, but he's not fat.
Well, the reason why I bring that up is according to Blabbermouth.net, Wolfgang Van Halen shoots down rumor Van Halen recorded 60 songs during a different kind of truth sessions. Apparently, you know how all these artists come out with these albums after they die?
Yeah.
I guess there's no truth to that.
Well, probably not 60. I'll bet you that I know for a fact that there's stuff on the cutting room floor. There's also been interviews with Eddie himself and Wolfgang after the fact, after Eddie's passing last year, that there is a lot of stuff from the 70s. Well, his 5150 studio was established like in the early 80s. And there's just stuff that is going to take him decades to catalog or move over to digital or get on, you know, to do anything with. There's endless amounts of music in that studio from Eddie Van Halen. So don't let Blabbermouth tell you otherwise. You know, Blabbermouth's actually a decent, I guess, resource for 80s rock. But, you know, just because they say that there's not 60, well, who says there's not 58?
Yeah, no, I get you it. Maybe that was the best thing he could have said. But I don't know what... Did you like, I mean, I know you like Sammy Hagar. I like all those guys too. I mean, we grew up listening to the same music, but my question here is it still Van Halen? Like Lisa and I were riding in the car maybe 10 years ago or so where they came out with that Tattoo song. I don't know if you remember it. Do you remember that song?
I remember coming out, and I remember hearing the reviews about it. I think I might have listened to half.
We heard it by chance on the radio, and we had never heard it. We were on our way back from, I think we went scalloping or something, and we were on our way back, and we heard that song, and I'm like, wow, this sounds like Van Halen, but I've never heard this Van Halen song. How can I not hear a Van Halen song before? Obviously, they're not. And my wife's like, yeah, that's not Van Halen. I know Eddie's guitar, and that's not Eddie's guitar. I'm like, all right. And then, sure enough, the song ends, and I'm like, that's the new one from Van Halen, Tattoo. And I'm like, really? Really? So, do you think they still sounded like Van Halen at the end there?
I don't know. Because, like, you know, you said you've heard the song, and I remember listening to it, and, you know... David Lee Roth is just too vaudeville for me, just too much. You know, I like the early stuff. Anything beyond like Reunion, anything after Sammy, I just don't listen to. I've never heard anything from the Gary Cherone album. People say it's good. People say it's fantastic. I've never heard anything. The album, I think they had two albums with David Lee Roth in the, you know, before Eddie's passing, and you know I don't remember anything on there at all. I know I've heard people say that there was much better songs on that Different Kind of Truth album than the actual singles that they put out, and people don't understand why they picked those as singles. Who knows? You know, they can do whatever they want. It's not like they need the money. But I just know there's a lot of stuff in that 5150 studio. Fellow Jerseyan, Steve Brown, lead guitar player from Trickster, actually was really good friends with Eddie Van Halen. All he plays is EVH guitars and EVH amps and everything. And he's close with Eddie and close with Valerie, close with Wolfgang. And even he said that there's endless amounts of tapes and you know, cassettes and stuff everywhere in that studio. So who knows? You know, hopefully we'll hear something else from them. And, you know, whether Wolfgang will be doing it or somebody else, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Who knows?
So let me ask you this then. And this is always, I've never heard anybody say they're not sure, they don't know, or it's a tie, or they like them both, or whatever. Van Halen or Van Hagar?
For sure, Van Hagar. But I'm trying to, like, even it out, see, like, what percentage I like Sammy Hagar stuff more. You know, you go with David Lee Roth, you got the, you know, Jump, Panama, the 1984 album, Unchained, you have all those other songs. God, I can't even think of stuff now. But, you know, they had a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Like, You Really Got Me, Pretty Woman, Little Guitars, you know, the Diver Down album.
I think it was a true evolution. I mean, I think that they brought their game to a different level. It may not have been higher or lower, but it was in a different area. Like, I think Eddie and the band evolved with Sammy Hagar. I don't think they got away from their roots or were a different band. I think they just evolved.
Well, the thing is that, you know, Eddie was a workhorse, and he would do anything it took to make it. And
Look how much time he spent putting that tape on that guitar.
Right? And all that painting. Dude, that guitar... There's like YouTube videos about that guitar.
I bet.
And, you know, people trying to reconstruct it and things like that. But yeah, they were a powerhouse arena rock, powerhouse in their own right as Van Halen. Then you take out the flamboyant one and you put in someone who is just as strong as Eddie Van Halen on the vocal side and guitar side and songwriting side. You know, this guy is having hits from 1973, you know, 12 years before, when he was in Montrose with Rock Candy, the song, and Little Motor Scooter.
All right, you're showing off here.
His solo career with, Your Love is Driving Me Crazy, Three Lock Box, and of course, when he hit MTV with I Can't Drive 55. And when he got off the I Can't Drive 55 tour, he cut his hair and said, okay, I'm good, I'm done. I'm going to take a 2-year break. And then a week later, he gets a phone call from Eddie Van Halen.
Crazy.
Comes over, and they end up writing like a couple songs off that first 5150 album, like a week after he got off freaking tour from the I Can't Drive, or the VOA tour, Voice of America. The powerhouse and the business side of Sammy. Sammy probably made more money in 1985 from his bicycle company.
Oh, I bet.
Then he did touring. And with the Cabo Wabo and Tequila, he sold his portion or a part of his portion for $80 million just
That's
on Cabo.
Crazy.
So then he's got the restaurant. He sells off part of that. And now he's got another tequila company called Santo. And he has that with Guy Fieri. Who knows what he'll make on that, being 74 years old this year.
Right. You
know? And last week saw him in concert running around the stage. I can't even run around the stage. The guy's 20 years older than me, and he's running around. So, yeah, you got a powerhouse guy on his own mixed with another powerhouse guy on his own, and they combine them, and they become best friends, and you get one of the biggest bands of the 80s and 90s.
Nice.
Countless hits they had. All their albums went platinum.
We're at about 90 seconds here. I want to thank you for all the classic rock knowledge that you poured on us all here. Thank you so much. I do want to make sure everybody knows, go check out my buddy, the fisherman, Gino Losi. Check out Gino Losi. Look out for him on YouTube. Try to book some fishing with him. You won't be disappointed. Trust me. Even I caught a bunch of fish and some big ass fish. Check out the Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. Write him a check if you're not there. Send him a donation. Dustin Levine and those guys over there, they do a great job. They just had a comedy night over there. It's a community theater that they could use your support. So make sure you check those guys out. And in the last 50 seconds, don't forget, go ahead and send me an email. Send me something. Get your free stickers here. I got stickers coming out my you-know-what. Hey, I got a bunch of them. They're all over the place here. So send me your info. I'll send you some stickers. You got anything else, Mike?
Nothing else. Just check us out on twitch.tv/bothmikes. Facebook, Both Mikes. What's Hot in Florida? Check us out on MyFace. and anything else. Find us, subscribe to us. Hit us up. Say hey. Let us know that you're listening, that you want to hear more, and tell a friend if you have any friends. If you don't have any friends, then screw you. But, let us know that you're listening out there, all right?
All right, we'll see you next time.